when Sherman came down and he was burning his way through Georgia, he didn't burn the mill because it was productive, I guess. And I think a number of the historic sites downtown also weren't burned. But like pre-Civil War, I don't know that Roswell really had any history.
Whoa, lost train of thought. What kind of events or celebrations, parades, whatnot, shows would the city of Roswell host?
Okay, there is, let's see. The first one that comes to mind is the Youth Day Parade, which is usually in like early fall. It's basically coincides with homecoming at the high school. And it's a parade like basically through historic Roswell. There's always fireworks, which are usually set off from like the field at Roswell High School. I guess those are the main like events that the city hosts.
Let's see. Having, you know, attended college, Barrett, and here, living other places besides Roswell, I mean, what was your impression of the city upon returning after living away from it for a little while?
It's really, it's, were you asked the question again? I kind of lost my...
Yeah, like, were there, you know, you grow up in a place and you have a certain idea of what it is.
Right.
And then you go live somewhere else for a few months. And then you come back and you're like, well, maybe it's not exactly what I thought it was. Are there things that you didn't notice from before or something like that?
Yeah, it's not as great as I guess I thought it was.
Okay.
Maybe just because I had gotten tired of it by the time I was, like, by the time I was leaving. But things are a lot more spread out than they are, like, in Athens. Partly because, like, it is a suburb, and it's mostly residential. So it's not like you can just, like, walk a block and then you're like, you know, at the store or downtown or whatever. But it's also kind of it's considered really biker friendly. I ride bikes a lot. It's considered really biker friendly, which is nice. Like, the roads are really well paved, and there's like always a pretty good amount of like pavement on the right side of the white line. Mm-hmm. It's where you can ride without like having to worry you get run off the road.
Right. So what is Athens? Athens is a suburb or it's not a suburb? Or?
No, Athens is a city of its own.
Okay. Is Roswell southern?
It's in the south. But I wouldn't call it southern, for some reason.
Do you think you could explain or enumerate that reason?
When I think of southern, I typically think of, like, much more sparse, like, habitation. Like, people usually have a lot of land, like, acreage and acreage. Whereas, like, since Roswell is pretty connected to a big city, I wouldn't say that's, like, southern. I guess I'm really distinguishing between, like, country and city. But I don't know. I mean, you could make the argument that it was southern, but I don't really consider it.
Do you consider yourself to be southern or from the south?
No.
No?
No, I consider myself to be from Indiana. And, like, a Midwesterner, I guess.
Yeah. It's interesting, because, I mean, you only lived in Indiana for one year.
Right.
So, I mean, why is that? Why don't you think that you're Southern.
Maybe because I feel like Southerners have there's like a negative connotation about being Southern. I don't know. I'd probably give a different answer on a different day, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering because I run into similar issues myself. I was born in New York, and I've lived most of my life in Georgia, but also I don't see myself as being from Georgia, even though, I mean, logically, kind of. Right. Okay, we're pretty much about to wrap up this part of the interview. What we like to do is just ask if there's anything about Roswell that, you know, you, how to phrase this, like, anything we didn't really talk about but you think is an integral part of Roswell life, or just something you think is important for this recording?
I don't think so. I think we covered it pretty well.
Very cool. All right, thanks. This has been Josh recording and Disc 1.